Almost live from Studio 153 at the CNHR Broadcast Center, overlooking beautiful downtown Acton, Ontario. It's a CNHR Radio Hour with your hosts, Bruce W. Cole and Dean Parks.
Welcome to show number one, CNHR Podcast News Hour. I'm Bruce Cole of CNHR Magazine.
And I'm Dean Parks.
Yes, Dean Parks is here too. Dean's only been in the industry 44 years, a former retailer, involved in distribution, manufacturing, consultant, trainer, speaker, promoter of health food stores, and a longtime columnist in CNHR Magazine. Dean and I are working together on this podcast to present news items and interview guests, and we're going to be trying to cover the most interesting information for the natural health retailers in our industry. Dean, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Bruce. I really look forward to this. This is going to be fun, and I look forward to seeing what we can come up with, interviewing some of the guests, and coming up with information that hopefully is going to be beneficial to the retailers and other suppliers and reps.
Well, there's always so much going on in our industry, and just in the last 20 years, how the industry's grown, the number of stores, the number of manufacturers, the number of outstanding people we have in our industry.
Exactly.
I don't think we'll ever be without something to talk about. We're going to try to keep things within an hour. We may go over a bit, and if we do, we apologize. Dean, the first thing I wanted to address very briefly is we're not that far from CHFA West. It's May 12th to 15th in beautiful Vancouver, and later in the show, we're going to be talking to CHFA's Director of Trade Shows and Conferences, Judy Sharp. She'll be coming on later on. And Dean, one of the things I wanted to ask you is, are you going to be at the show this year?
Of course I'm going to be at the show. I wouldn't miss it.
What's going on with you at the show? Have you got anything exciting happening at the Preferred Nutrition booth?
Well, this year we're going to have a little bit of a coming out as we're going through transitions at Preferred Nutrition. As we transition our company into being distributed by Assured Natural. But I just enjoy going to the shows to meet all the retailers, seeing all the friendly competitors. And for me, it's a real opportunity to connect with the industry and really get a, it inspires me. I go back to my day-to-day job really inspired after a show. It's always a good experience.
I think that's a pretty common feeling people have. I know I do, and I think people do the same thing. They do get recharged. They get re-energized at the show. It's maybe the exchanging of ideas and information. People get pretty fired up and go back. I mean, it's also exhausting.
Exactly.
Spending a day on the trade show floor for either someone working the show or someone walking the show. I always think that a day at the show is three regular business days crammed into 8 hours.
Yeah, but I agree. It's a lot of work, but I don't know. Everybody energizes each other. You know, by Monday, you're worn out. You're done. But shows are always great.
One of the things we're going to have at CNHR booth is Doug Muldoon. Doug was our very first columnist in CNHR back in 1997. And Doug was a friend of mine before this industry, so I'm really happy to have always stayed in touch with him. I think Doug is the top retail marketing expert in our industry. No offense, Dean. I know you're up there too, but Doug has written a book on marketing for natural health retailers. He'll be at our booth in 7:15, and I hope people can stop by and see Doug and talk marketing. He's always happy to share.
Well, Doug's amazing. I mean, he's quite a few retailers across Canada who benefit from his marketing advice, and I know many more who've benefited over the years because he has such practical. You know, practical information that works know, with his experience.
Yeah, and Doug was for a number of years working with Nature's Fair in the BC Interior with their great stores, and I think Doug always worked in tandem with his teammates there to produce some wonderful promotions and enjoyed great success. So I'm looking forward to 2 days with Doug in our booth talking marketing. Dean, our next item. I know this is one of your favorites. The John Holtman Golf Tournament is coming up June 2nd. At the Royal Ontario Golf Club in Hornby, Ontario. Later on in the show, we're going to have Helen Long on, CHFA's president, and she's going to discuss a little bit about the tournament. But Dean, do you have any favorite John Holtman golf memories?
Geez, I don't know if I think they're all pretty good. I don't think I got a hole in one or anything out of John Holden, so I don't think I haven't won the Renew Life car or anything. I wish I could. But, you know, for me, the memories are, it really shows the type of industry we're in, because we have so much fun and we're all a bunch of competitors. You know, we're out there having a good time with the retailers. It's just a really good event. I would suggest anybody come out, even if you can't golf. It's a good event to come to. Actually, if you can't golf, it's probably even better to come to the event.
It's probably the best event in the world for non-golfers, because you're playing in a team format.
And exactly.
There's not that incredible pressure to perform. If you hit a great shot, it's a little celebration. And I like the fact that there's a tournament named after John. And
exactly.
And for everybody who knew John, who passed away in 2011. Two of the things he loved was golf and people. And this tournament combines two of the things John loves. Excuse me. But I know after the first tournament, I was with Brenda Comte from Vita Health at the time. And we were in the cart together. And she was just looking out at all the people having a blast. And she said, you know what? John would have loved this.
Yeah.
And no kidding, man. He just would have had a blast. But we're going to talk to Helen later in the show to talk about this. Well, while we're on the theme of Vancouver, I know I got a little distracted. So our producer, Sam Truax, is here. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back shortly.
Over the past 60 years, I have prescribed and been introduced to countless health therapies from around the world. I formulated MediCe Plus, a natural remedy with high amounts of vitamin C and lysine for maintaining strong bones, cartilage, teeth, and gums, and aiding in collagen formation. Now in my 90s, MediCe Plus is my insurance for the maintenance of good health. Make MediCe Plus a part of your daily health routine, too.
Available at health food stores and specialty pharmacies.
Before we get away from talking about Vancouver and CHFA, there's a couple of things happening at CHFA. Well, there's 7 million things happening at CHFA. And
always.
I know if you go to the CHFA website, you can learn some of the things happening at CHFA West. But I did want to mention something that's happened, and you're probably familiar with this. Genuine Health always does something at the East Show and the West Show to do with the environment. And for the fifth year in a row, they're having their annual Ivy Pull in Vancouver Stanley Park.
Cool.
Thursday, May 12th, 12:30 to 4.
What's that about?
It's about ridding the park of English ivy.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know a bit about English ivy. You probably have some ivy problems in your garden at home, don't you? You're always out there weeding.
Exactly.
English ivy is an invasive species that crowds out native plants that provide habitat and food for the wildlife in the park.
What a great thing.
Yeah, it's very positive. And removing the ivy creates more space and allows native vegetation to flourish. And
Genuine Health's always been sort of at the forefront of sustainability, I've noticed. You know, since they've been in the industry, they've always seemed to be in the forefront of sustainability.
Yeah.
Helping the planet.
Yeah, and I like the fact that whether it's at the East Show, there's always something, you know, tree planting out in one of the
yep.
river valleys. And
yep.
this gets people outside, which... I mean, we're stuck in a big building sometimes for 3 days at the CHFA event. So for Genuine Health to do this. And this is taking place Thursday, May 12th, 12:30 to 4 p.m. So get in touch with your Genuine Health rep if you're going to be in Vancouver and you want to go pull some ivy. And the other little thing I wanted to touch on was Organica has a brand new plant in Richmond, British Columbia. And they're inviting retailers to come and take a tour of the plant on Friday, May 13th at 9 a.m. The tours will start. Retailers will be picked up and dropped off at Vancouver Convention Center. I was at this
nice.
Plant, Dean, in February. I was invited out.
They seem to be really growing or progressing. You can really see Organica is really starting to flourish.
Yeah. Yeah, and a big part of it is the president and founder, Tom Chin, who I know, like you, I've known Tom a long time. I remember going to visit Organica years ago and popping in to see Tom when I was in Vancouver. And I'd always say, Tom, how are your boys doing? Are they still playing hockey? And Tom always had great hockey stories about his sons, Jordan and Aaron, you know, and you know, they're playing a good level of hockey and they're good athletes. And now Jordan and Aaron, they're not running the company, but they are both very involved in Organica.
Beautiful.
Jordan is looking after operations and Aaron's heading up the sales team. And they're both great young guys and they've brought a lot of energy and ideas and passion to Organica. And
what a great thing for a father to have his sons come in and help take over the business. It's fabulous.
Yeah,
fabulous.
It really is. And I mean, you've seen that in your years in the industry. The yep. The second and we got third generation
exactly.
People working in stores and in
the best. It's the best.
Yeah, it really is. So, Organica's running the tours. Food and refreshments will be served. Organica invites retailers to come and see the manufacturing side of the business. And for more information, contact Kelsey at Organica.com, Kelsey at Organica.com, to arrange your tour.
Beautiful.
And I spoke with Aaron the other day, and he said the tours are starting to fill up. So I'm very happy. It's going to be a blast. The building is beautiful, and it's always fun to tour a manufacturing plant. Dean, our next... Do you mind if I call you Dean?
You can call me Dean.
What do you prefer?
Good.
Muskoka Natural Food Market in beautiful Bracebridge, Ontario, is moving. Dean, were you ever up at Muskoka Natural Food Market over the years?
I've been up there quite a few times, and that is one happening store. It's always a buzz of activity. you can barely move in it because there's so many products in their space, so I think moving to a new location is really going to help them. But just a fabulous, positive energy store. I love it. Love it.
Yeah, it's. I always love to go up and see Jane and check things out, and there's an in-house vegetarian deli.
Yeah, exactly. I've eaten at that. It's fabulous. Yeah.
I think they call it the Deli Lama.
Do they?
That was the name.
The Deli Lama?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think that's what they call it.
Classic.
I know. It was pretty funny. In November of 2015, Jane Langmuir, after many years of owning the store, sold it. She sold the store to the Corbeil and Dunlop families. And Jane, who's kind of legendary in this industry.
Definitely.
Was a
pioneer.
She was a pioneer, and she was one of the seven founders of the Big Carrot in Toronto, which
wow.
opened in 1983.
Wow.
Jane was there for the founding, eventually settled north of Toronto. Bracebridge is about 2 hours north. Bracebridge is probably best known as a
cottage country,
cottage
vacation.
Yeah, a resort center. But Jane set up this beautiful store, and I loved her store. And now she's sold the business, and she's retiring from the natural health industry. But the new owners are moving from Jane's existing location, 2,500 square feet, to a nearly 20,000 square foot
wow.
building. No kidding.
Crazy,
right in the,
man.
Crazy. Right in the main street of Bracebridge.
How we've grown as an industry. It's fabulous.
Well, you've probably seen this many times over the years.
Nice. Especially the last few years, though. You're seeing these, what used to be a pretty good sized store, 2,500, 3,000 square foot store, used to be a pretty good sized health food store. Now those are becoming small, and now you're going to 20,000 square feet in Bracebridge. I mean, what a reflection of how our industry is changing the society and communities. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it really is. They're moving downtown. They're going to have more space. All departments will see growth, and there'll be new components added, including a bakery and a coffee and a juice bar.
Cool.
And this is what I'm looking forward to, a large south-facing patio. Anyway, the grand opening will be the July 1st long weekend. So at some point, I know I'll get up there with my ace photographer, Neil Wood, and we'll go up and do a little photo expose on the new store and meet the new owners. Mr. Parks, now we're going back to your homeland, Vancouver.
Oh,
and I just want to talk about choices for a moment because they're probably one of the most successful...
Definitely.
Groups of health food stores in our country, and they are opening another store in North Vancouver in late spring.
Incredible. Another reflection of how the industry is growing. I look back to North Vancouver that's where I had my first health food store back in 75. And it was a 600 square foot store, and it carried everything in the industry. We had organic produce, we had dairy, we had herbal teas, we had the supplements in 600 square feet. And now, Now with the choices coming into that region, and there's going to be two Whole Foods within 10 minutes of where I had my health food store, 600 square feet, there's probably going to be about 100,000 square feet of health food retail space. And even that, and they'll all be busy. It's incredible how this has changed. It just blows me away. I just look at that and wonder, how do these stores do it? And they're all busy. And the choices, people, I've always been, from the brothers Wayne and Lloyd Lockhart, when they started, they had such a strong foundation in the grocery business when they came in. So you could really see the practices that they brought to the industry really raise the level of health food business retailing in Vancouver. And I think they really started to set the bar up higher, and I think everybody else sort of started to raise because of choices and what they brought to the industry in Vancouver.
They were pushing the other stores?
Yeah, they were pushing everybody. Yeah.
One of the great stories about choices I remember, and I think it was, I'm not sure which of the, Wayne or Lloyd, who I talked to, but the story I heard how they got into the natural health business was they were running a large grocery store.
Yeah.
And they wanted to start a natural section, and the powers that be from the franchise wouldn't let them have a natural section because
okay.
they were so ahead of their time. So what Lloyd and Wayne did was brought in natural health products and kind of snuck them in onto shelves. And so you would be in the soft drink section, and there would be, you know, a section of Coca-Cola, but beside it would be an alternative healthy version.
Yeah.
And the same with cereal, and the yeah. same with...
It's like a transitional store where it helps people transition from the what they're used to, the mainstream food, into the natural products.
Yeah, and then I guess ultimately they discontinued their relationship with the grocery store and started Choices, which probably did a little of both. But this new store, and Dean, this isn't far from where you lived in North Van.
Yeah, it's right down Capilano Village there. Yeah.
And it's going to be 12,000 square feet. And another big, huge store for us.
Jeez, incredible.
And this will be the company's 11th store. And they're in Vancouver, Burnaby, South Surrey, Abbotsford, and also Kelowna.
Yep, good on them.
Yep, good for those guys. I this is our first show, and we've never talked about other magazines. I like to talk a little bit about CNHR, but Dean, this is something you told me about a while ago, that there is a magazine launching in Quebec, French language only, and it's going to be a business magazine along the same lines as CNHR, which is a business magazine only for health food stores. This new magazine is called Topo. It's launching in September, and it's a business magazine for the retailers in Quebec in French.
Similar to CNHR, right? It's going to be like a French version.
Yeah, and we both know Nathalie Gélina.
Yes.
And she's the entrepreneur behind this, and we know Natalie because she has a very successful business in Quebec. She has a couple of stores. She's a natural retailer. She comes from a natural health family. Her parents own the store. Natalie also has a distribution company.
Yes, yep.
And she also produces a consumer magazine.
Exactly. And she's a succession plan for her father. I believe her father started the business, and I think he still does the truck driving. I think he's allowed her stepped aside, so she runs the business and the day-to-day operations.
Really?
And he does the delivery for the store still.
So she's kept her father on.
She's kept him on, yes. And I find she's quite a remarkable businesswoman because of all the things she's involved in. I mean, she has retail stores, two retail stores. She has her distribution to throughout Quebec. She has a consumer magazine as well that she does, so going out to try and raise the awareness of natural health products. She has a flyer program that she's put together through her distribution, which is quite novel for the retailers in the region. And now with the trade journal, I mean, it's just her expanding on her ability to support the natural health food store. She has a really good vision and intent she's out to help the health food stores do better, and I it's really nice to see that. And in Quebec, I believe the magazine is going to be really well received with the Quebec retailers and suppliers.
Yeah, this is something, you know, we at CNHR have been approached about doing something in Quebec, and I mean, being non-French speaking It would be very challenging for us, and that's why I was excited. How brutal it would
be. How fluent you are in French. Yeah. I've traveled with you in Quebec.
Yeah, but I've never gone hungry, and if I ever need a pen, I can always get a pen, because I know how to ask for a pen en français.
Exactly.
And I think also, where is the bathroom? There's a few phrases I know, but none of them are suitable for a magazine. And yeah, this is very exciting. When I heard, when you told me about Natalie doing this, I got in touch with her. So this is something for the retailers in Quebec to look forward to. And if there's any way we can work with her, we will. We'll help any way we can, because the bottom line is anything we can do to help the health food stores get stronger.
And I really suggest, if I can encourage the suppliers to get involved and support the magazine, because it's this kind of information that really helps our whole industry get stronger, and it'll help the retail base get stronger, which helps us as suppliers. So I really suggest suppliers get out there, give her a shout, get on board and advertise, and support the magazine. That'll support our customers, the retailers.
Yeah, and I think Natalie's planning on producing Topo 6 times a year, and with a run of 2,000 copies. So
is she launching in September?
September.
Okay.
Yeah. So nice. That's very exciting. Well, now we're in our little magazine corner here, Dean. Just talking about the new business magazine coming out, the French language business magazine
Topo
in Quebec, Topo. And now that we're on the topic of magazines, I just wanted to mention something that's happened at Alive. There's been a few changes there, Dean. Maybe you heard about them?
No, I haven't.
Two of the people we know and love very much at Alive have received new positions at Alive.
Fabulous.
Ellen Wheeler, who is one of my favorite people in the industry, has been promoted to sales manager.
Isn't she?
Pardon?
Is she one of your super friends?
She's right in there. If I assembled a team of superheroes, Ellen would be there for sure. Ellen's been promoted to sales manager at Alive, and she's officially joined the leadership team.
Sweet. Good for her.
In her new role, Ellen will support the current sales team and be involved in all new sales hires. And the departments will include Alive Magazine, Alive Digital, Sage Magazine, Alive at Work, and the Alive Academy.
Wow.
And while we're on the topic of Indian industry icons, how about Carla Gersha?
Oh my goodness. I've known her forever.
Carla has been at Alive for a long time, and she's been promoted to Key Account Manager. In this new role, Carla will be taking over all of Alive's larger advertising accounts while passing on a few of the smaller ones.
Good for them.
Yeah. Previously, Carla and Ellen were both account execs. Ellen has been with Alive for the past 12 years and 15 years in total, and Carla has been with Alive for 22 years. And Dean, you probably have a few Alive stories from one of your favorite people in the industry with Siegfried, the founder of Alive.
Well, for me, Alive Magazine, especially up until the internet came in around 2005 or 6, when it sort of made an appearance, it was really the messenger. It led us in getting our stories out into the industry and really helped promote and brand our products at the health food stores. Alive was, it was the voice, the real messenger for our industry. And Siegfried, from the beginning, that was his vision. I mean, he knew that due to the government and that, we'd have trouble getting our stories out. There'd be restrictions. Media would, media's always sort of been shy about us. So he developed the Alive magazine to be our storyteller, to be able to get our messages out, and to be able to help pull the products off the shelves for the betterment of the people. Something when I think of Siegfried Gersh, the part that I think is probably his greatest for mankind was the omega-3. He was the inspiration behind Udo Erasmus writing the first book, Fats and Oils. as corny as it sounds, in the mid-80s, the government was restricting us from saying omega-3 on the labels. And now when you look into the mass market, the number one selling product in the mass market is an omega-3. And so you can see how Siegfried Gersh, along with Udo Erasmus, they changed the North America and even the world in accepting omega-3s, which have been a major part of the health of our industry. So, along with Alive Magazine, Siegfried made a big difference in our lives with also with the omega-3s.
Well, yeah, Siegfried.
Yeah, it's quite incredible.
I think about talking to retailers over the years, and Alive from the very beginning played such an important part in keeping retailers connected to what was happening. Although Alive is designed as a consumer magazine, I know a lot of the retailers I talk to, in the early days especially, they didn't have as much communication with companies or reps. And
that was our education. That's how we learned from Alive magazine. Exactly.
It was almost like the industry was still forming in a lot of ways. It wasn't as cohesive as it is now. There wasn't the togetherness. And
again, it's hard to even think that way now with how it's changed so much in the last few years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's great for our friends at Alive.
Oh, for Carla and Ellen. Yeah, bravo. Good work.
Yeah, no kidding. And just the changes at Alive since, I guess it's been 06, I remember. I go back to 06 when Ryan came
over.
In.
He's really made a difference.
And what's happened at Alive the last 10 years. And Ellen and Carl have been a big part of that too. So congratulations to them. And one other little thing, Dean. Here's a guy you and I both know. Joe Dodig recently joined Platinum Naturals as National Sales Director for the Canadian market.
You know, I don't really know Joe that well, but I've known of Joe for a long time. Because his reputation precedes him or whatever. All I hear is good stuff about Joe. The retailers love him. Others are reps who know him in the industry. He's supportive of the whole industry, whatever it takes to help the industry. So, as I say, I don't know Joe that well. I know him to see him, but I sure hear so many positive things from the retailers that, you know, he's a good man. You know, he's somebody with his heart in the right place for the industry. And also, he really helps the store, so he's a very good salesperson.
Yeah, and my story is similar. I always heard about Joe Dodig and Bruce, you know, Joe this and Joe that. No, I think I met Joe once for 5 seconds at a show, and everybody I meet, I ask the most obscure people. I said, yeah, I'm going to go have lunch with Joe Dodig, and they say, oh, Joe's the greatest. And I go, how come I don't know Joe? You know, I've only been in the industry 20 years. And anyway, I recently had lunch with Joe hit it off with him. And it was great. And you're right. People love Joe. And this is a good move for him. He's moving to an established company, Platinum Naturals,
yep.
Joining David and his group. Most recently, Joe was working with Atrium Innovations, which is companies like Trophic and Garden of Life. And prior to that, he worked for Body Plus and Quest.
Joe
got his start with Healthy's Nutrition Centers in the GTA.
Wow.
So, and Joe lives in a beautiful little town, same place as my sister-in-law Dale lives, up in Bolton, Ontario. So I'm hoping they're going to start a little group to meet together and have lunch and complain about everything or something. Hey, Dean, the next topic I want to address is spins coming to Canada. Do you know anything about spins, my friend Dean?
I know enough to be dangerous. All I know about spins, it's something that we don't have in Canada and everybody complains about it. But my understanding with spins is it's a really good way to get a feel for what's moving in the market so you can identify the better sellers, and if things aren't moving, you know, not focus on those type of products. It's especially important data for the mass market, but I'm starting to notice as our industry is getting bigger, it's becoming more important for suppliers and retailers to identify the better sellers and to make sure that their inventory is really clean and they don't have a lot of wasted product on the shelf that doesn't move.
Yeah.
And to see it coming up to Canada, it's probably a really good thing for a lot of people because we've been waiting for spins in Canada.
Yeah, so for those of you who are maybe a little unfamiliar with spins, the company originated out of the U.S. It produces specific reports on the natural and organic products market, focusing on size, growth, category trends, brand shares, and things like that. And the person who is heading up spins in Canada and has been named general manager is Dave Freeman. And many of us know Dave for the past decade. He was the CEO of the Health First Network.
This is great to see Dave landed back in the industry because he's such a good man. It's nice to see that he's still in the industry supporting us.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, you get someone with Dave's insight and experience, 10 years working with the Health First, which is made up of
very progressive retailers.
I think some of the best retailers in the country. So, I mean, just by osmosis, you learn stuff from those guys, right?
Exactly.
You can't help but have that rub off. So, Dave is... You know, Dave was a big part in helping grow Health First, too. He played a big part in getting Health First to where they are now. And anyway.
Good for him.
Yeah.
How long does he think it'll take to have it so we... is there any idea of the timing on this?
No. I don't have anything yet. I'm hoping to get Dave on at a future show.
Maybe, oh, excellent.
Maybe get him a little more established. And one thing Dave said is Spins coming to Canada is an opportunity for independent retailers to have the kind of decision-making information the big guys have, and for all stores and vendors to have more fact-based discussions about what to buy and sell. Spins works with retail partners who sign up to provide downloads from the POS systems. In exchange, those retailers receive regular reports on the total market and categories for free.
Wow.
Along with comparisons to their own store.
Wow.
If you'd like more information, you could visit Spins at www.spins.com.
Fabulous. Yeah, I'm going to look forward to hearing more about that.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I think it's important to get Dave on because so the retailers can understand how the Spins, you know, how will it benefit them in their store and in the day-to-day management of their inventory.
And later on in our show today, we're going to have Helen Long come on to talk about the John Holtman, which is an event the CHFA adopted from Health First a year ago. But Helen's also going to talk about CHFA's foray into this area called Market Insights. It's an information gathering system. Helen will be able to explain that a little more. Okay. So
we can ask her questions on her. So hers would be similar to the Spins.
I believe.
We'll find out, I guess.
There's some similarities.
Wow,
so anyway, yeah, that'll be fun. We're going to take a little break and we'll be back in a minute. Thank you.
If you have ever experienced a urinary tract infection, you know how frustrating and debilitating symptoms can be. With fever, constant urgency, and painful frequent urination, it can be difficult to live each day regularly. Of course, there are antibiotics and other treatments to battle UTIs, but many sufferers fail to see results and may experience other side effects such as yeast infections, allergic reactions, and gastrointestinal problems. From Preferred Nutrition comes UTIE drops, a natural solution to effectively eliminate urinary tract infections quickly and painlessly.
Hey, we're back. Bruce Cole, Dean Parks, the CNHR News Podcast.
Hey, Bruce.
And Dean, before we get any further, I'd really like to thank... I'm so thankful that we have Sam Truax working with us.
Yes.
As our producer.
Thank goodness we wouldn't have got it past go.
Yeah. Or hello.
Are you not really here?
Sam is actually in up here on the 37th floor of the David Chapman Building in downtown Acton. And
ready to jump.
Well, and we both go back a long way with Sam and
oh my goodness, 97, 98, somewhere back there.
And I know when we were talking about putting this podcast on, in the back of my mind I was secretly hoping Sam could work with us because he knows a little bit about everything. And Dean said, how about Sam? And I went, yeah, fist pump. Sam's in, our producer. So so glad Sam's helping us out
exactly.
With this and making this happen. Well, Dean, I think one of the most newsworthy things to happen of recent times is the official launch of Assured Natural Distribution. And Assured is a company that will sell exclusive products only to health food stores. Those products will not be available in any other retail channel. The only place people will be able to buy those products are in health food stores. And Preferred Nutrition is a company that only sells to health food stores. And now, as of June 1st, Preferred Nutrition products will be distributed by Assured. As part of Assured's exclusive product and commitment to traditional natural health food stores and specialty pharmacies. Dean, we don't have to spend a lot of time on this, but what do you think? What are your thoughts on this? PN, your company that you founded, hooking up with Assured.
Well, for me, it's really been a natural transition for myself. I never did do my own distribution from the beginning. I wanted to focus on the sales and marketing side of the business, so we third-partied our distribution from the beginning, as other companies have done. That way I wouldn't have to be figure out how much bubble wrap I have to have in or boxes in on a
That's
day I
can
focus on. So signing up with a Sure distribution was a fairly easy decision, but especially since they're going to be only working with exclusive brands. So the brands that will come out of Assured will be just exclusive brands to the health food stores. So for me, it really makes it easier. We can align with them on promotions and trainings and a variety of different things with these other brands. And so for myself, it was a really good natural transition. And as I'm turning 65 next year, you know, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not ready to retire. But I'm sure the next few years, I'm going to be winding down a little bit. So this also helps me ensure that the staff and the preferred nutrition people we'll still have, you know, we'll still have a business to continue on after I step aside.
Yeah, this was, if you saw the last issue of CNHR, we had a little splash in there on the launch of Assured, and the announcement with Roland Gaylor put on quite a production in Vancouver, had a lot of retailers there, and I interviewed quite a few of the retailers asking them about the concept of Assured, and people are so excited about the idea of this, the fact that the products can't be purchased anywhere else but in natural health stores. And
I think right now the big thing is to deliver on the perceived promise. I think it'll be probably over the next year and a half, but we have all sorts of very exciting products coming out, new food items, and getting into categories where we're more used, like Preferred is more a supplement brand. We'll be looking to get into more foods for the stores.
Well, and I know the retailers I talked to were really excited about what's to come. Like, this idea is, this is a great idea.
Now it's...
And now they're imagining, well, can we get this? Will we be able to get this? And I know there's even, I mean, you mentioned it to me, and I know I just spoke with a retailer recently, one of the presidents of the big group, saying, hey, we want this to happen so badly, we'll put together a task force to work with Assured to make sure this happens.
Exactly.
I mean, that's very exciting. And as of April 1st, another little Assured notation here is Assured Natural Distribution acquired Alpha Health Products, which is also an exclusive product to Natural Health stores. And we're back again talking about Siegfried Gersha.
I couldn't think of a better alignment than having Alpha as one of the first brands to come on to with the Assured company distribution, because it's definitely a pioneer brand. It's with the Gaylors, Roland's family, I mean, back in the early to mid 60s, and then Siegfried Gersh, early to mid 60s. We have two of the original natural health food families and brands behind the Assured, and it really speaks highly of what we're trying to accomplish here, is maintaining the tradition of the health food industry, but keeping it modern and up to date and into today's 7-second society. And I'd sort of mentioned it before, I didn't realize we'd have this on the agenda, but again, the oil industry, the edible oil, the essential oils, Siegfried Gersh, really, he's the father of this for North America, and in many ways taking it for across the world. But just to be associated with Siegfried Gersh's legacy, it's something I'm extremely just feel honored to be a part of.
Yeah, no kidding. And Siegfried, I mean, what a great guy. When I started CNHR magazine in 1997, the first person to call me and book an ad was Siegfried Gersh.
No way.
And I thought, as the founder, owner, and publisher of Alive, I didn't know Siegfried very well. My natural thought was, when this guy finds out I'm starting a magazine, he's going to crush me. And instead, he called me and said, I tried to do something similar to this years ago, but I think this is a good idea to have a trade magazine, and I want to advertise.
Isn't that wonderful?
It was.
That speaks volumes for Siegfried, right?
I think it really does. Yeah. I was pretty happy. Anyway, I loved Siegfried, and the more you learn about Siegfried, you realize how much he did for our industry. So I just said off the top when we were talking about Assured, I think it's one of the most newsworthy things to happen. in our industry, the fact that, again, looking at it from a health food store perspective, which is the theme of our little show, and
exactly,
and your company Preferred and my company CNHR, we're out to help the health food store. So, yeah.
And the Assured sort of mission is not so much just to have the business for themselves; it's hoping to encourage other suppliers to take a similar approach, with providing more exclusive offerings, products for the stores. So the stores have more selection of exclusive products that will bring people back to their stores. So we're hoping with Assured, it's not just about us. It's to encourage other suppliers also to take a similar approach, yeah, in supporting the health food stores, because we feel for the traditional health food stores to thrive long term, they need to have more products that can only be bought in their stores, specialty products.
Let me ask you a question. I don't want to put you on the spot here, Dean, but over the years, we've seen a lot of independent health food stores come out with their own brands, their own store brands, which means if they can get a customer buying, yeah, their unique store brand, they can't buy it anywhere else, which was good for the retailer. Do you think with Assured Natural coming on and offering these exclusive only to health food stores, will we see possibly the health food stores diminish their own brand offerings? Will we see that maybe not totally disappear, but will it be diminished?
I guess it's a hard thing to say. It is a good idea for a store to have its own brand offerings if they can afford carrying the inventory. Because often when you have a store, if you want to have your own private label, you have to, you know, you might have to make 1,000 units at a time to justify making the private label. But for stores that maybe have the volume or their connection, they're a chain, having some of their own private label, whether it's food items or supplements, is actually a good thing, because it sort of highlights your retail store. And again, it ensures people can only come back to your store. But with the Assured idea and the encouraging other suppliers to come out with exclusive products, for many of the traditional health food stores, they can't afford to have their own brands unless they have a big group for the volume. So we're going to be able to offer them like a President's Choice or their own President's Choice, their own private label products, similar, and do the advertising for them. So it'll be like they have their own private label. So I think if a store has the ability to have their own private label, that's fine. If not, try and get exclusive products from companies like ourselves or the NACAs, the New Roots, these companies that are loyal.
Natural Factors.
And Natural Factors, yes. Sorry, there's a company I should think of. But, just these companies that have brands that are exclusive to health food stores.
Well, that's good. It's going to be very exciting. And the retailers I spoke with are very pumped up about it. But I like what you just said, too, about companies offering unique products to the health food stores, even, yes, though they may be selling into other channels.
Exactly. It's not so much that. It's just they can sell in other channels. It's kind of an interesting thing. We as an industry, after you've been in the industry long enough, you know all the players, you know who makes all the supplements across the country. But the consumer really doesn't know. The consumer doesn't realize if there's similarities between brands. The consumers are buying a brand. And, the more sophisticated consumer may understand that vitamin D is vitamin D, whatever brand. But when you get into innovative brands and that, the consumers generally become loyal to innovative products and come back to the store for them.
Wow. Yep. Well, it's going to be fun to see how this whole thing evolves, see how retailers take to it, and see how other suppliers feed off, yeah, this. If
exactly.
We are going to see some more specific, unique, exclusive products in health food from other manufacturers.
Exactly.
We're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
Probiotics are a group of healthy bacteria that reside in our gastrointestinal system. Seems simple, right? The fact of the matter is that these tiny probiotics are essential for intestinal microbial balance. In other words, without probiotics, this balance would be thrown off, resulting in diarrhea, constipation, candida yeast infections, and other undesirable health issues. The solution to this? Ultimate Probiotic. Ultimate Probiotic contains one of the most research-proven, beneficial probiotic species, Bifidobacterium, and the main intestinal microflora, which resides mostly in the colon. Most probiotics claim to be shelf-stable, but in fact are not viable at all once outside a cold-controlled environment. The Bifidobacterium strain found in Ultimate Probiotic is the only probiotic available today that is truly shelf-stable, as it guarantees bioactivity even without refrigeration. Ultimate Probiotic is brought to you by Preferred Nutrition.
In 2015, CNHR Magazine put together a regional golf tournament in Ottawa that I think went very well. We had a good turnout and we raised $4,000 for the Harmony House Women's Shelter, a transitional shelter in Ottawa to help women.
Good work, Bruce. This is just one of your lame ideas that turned out successful.
One of my many lame ideas.
Yeah, this actually worked out well.
Like when I started the magazine and somebody said, well, when it doesn't work out, come and see me. I might have some freelance work for you.
Well, those were those days. Sorry.
That worked out. This was pretty fun. We had a blast up there. And Dean, you were there.
I liked the way it brought down together the folks in Ottawa. And what a great, it was just such a great day. And again, sort of like the John Holtman's, maybe on a bigger, grander scale.
Yeah.
But localizing it, getting the suppliers together, getting retailers together, having a little dinner after, and then raising $4,000 for a good cause like this. I mean, yeah, fabulous day. Fabulous day.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of my personal beliefs in the industry is we can't get together enough as a group. Like, we have such a unique group of people in our industry. And you've said this before, like, where else can you go and you see a competitor and you get a big hug and you have, you know, a great, wonderful, warm 5-minute exchange
exactly.
conversation. And I mean, I've worked in other industries and I don't remember it being like this. This is a very unique industry we have. And the more we get together, the stronger we get. And we're good at sharing ideas and we're good at working together. So whether it's something formal in the way of a conference or a luncheon, but these golf tournaments, you know, it brings everybody out.
Exactly.
And we had people that don't play golf riding around in Ottawa last year having a great time. And we had all the key players out in the Ottawa region, which was great. And this year we're hoping to expand. We're going to do the tournament again this year, Tuesday, August 23rd at the Pineview Golf Club. And I invite all industry members, especially in Eastern Ontario and Western Quebec, to come out for a day. You know, how long is it to drive to Ottawa from Montreal?
A couple hours.
At the most.
At the most, a couple hours.
So all our friends in Montreal and region.
Exactly.
And we had, I'm trying to think, the furthest person that came in last year was Aaron Chin from Organica. He came in from Vancouver.
Yeah, he flew in, yeah.
Although Thomas Bedford, our good friend, the president.
Came from Dubai.
He flew in from Dubai, no sleep. I think he was awake 36
hours. And he probably
hours.
Won. Right? He probably won the tournament.
He had 7 hole-in-ones, and he won 4 cars. No, Thomas was, he said, hey, this is important. You know, he saw what we're trying to do, get people together, and it's a good cause, and it's industry people, so.
And yeah. Brian and Linda and her husband are banned, right, for future tournaments?
Linda Kitts?
Yes.
Yeah, Linda Kitts won the tournament last year with her husband and Brian Bilesma.
From
Vitamost. They won everything. A longest drive, best putt, best clothes, nicest car. They won everything. They won lowest score. And
so they're not invited back.
They're banned.
They're done. That's over. Okay.
And I think somehow we may let them back again. But this is a good day. I mean, it's John Holtman on a smaller scale, obviously. John Holtman is a national event, and it's a wonderful event. This is regional. I don't see why we can't do more regional things. You know, we have regional tabletop shows and regional health shows. Like, why don't we have more regional golf events? I'm sort of throw that out to everybody. You know, get something going in your neighborhood, in your little town, in Calgary or Halifax. We'll promote it for you and we'll help you promote it. So,
beautiful.
Anyway, hope people can make it out to the CNHR golf event. Dean, in a few minutes, we're going to talk to Jean-François Tanguay.
Fabulous.
Who is the IT director of Avril, the amazing health food stores out of Quebec. And Jean-François's father is Roland Tanguay, one of the founders, along with Sylvie Senet of Avril. Dean, I remember going to their first store in 1998 in Granby, Quebec.
Yeah, and they expanded the Granby store.
It was in a mall.
Yep.
And it was right beside a Walmart. And it was a very nice store. It was very big, but it was unusual in the fact that it had the fluorescent lights overhead, and it was a big space.
I've always been impressed with their retail space. But when they moved into these new Avril stores and the Avril format, I can't even put them into words. I mean, if any retailers from English Canada or any retailers have not seen the Avril stores, they're a must see when you go to Quebec. They're quite impressive.
Well, I went to.
They're very impressive.
Yeah, they knock your socks off. I was at the store in the mall in Granby in 1998, and then I'd heard they moved, and I went down to see the new store, and it was on Rue Principale on downtown Granby, and it was, I think it was the, at that time to me, the best looking store in Canada. Yeah. What they did, it felt like a European village. Exactly. It felt like Quebec City in old Quebec, you know. It was beautiful with street lamps and signs and
yep.
cobblestones and woodwork. And I think what they've done with Avril now, after they opened that store in downtown Granby, was take it to another level. These stores are just so high-end.
But this is one thing we've talked about in Quebec. When you go to the Quebec stores, the French stores, there seems to be a little bit more attention to detail at the retail for, you know, windows and displays and fixtures, and they seem to put a little bit more attention into the actual design and look and the ambience of the stores, just in general in Quebec. And then Avril have taken it to this, you know, they've taken it to this other level, but it's just something I've noticed in Quebec. There really is a detail to the design and the feel of the store.
There's some incredible stores. So Avril is opening two stores. The first one is opening in May in Quebec City. Last year they opened a store across the river in Lévis, Quebec. Yep. So I'm glad to see Quebec City can support a couple of stores of this size. And anyway, Jean-Francois is coming on a little later on. We're going to talk a bit about the store, and his specialty is IT. And I'm interested to talk to him about what kind of changes they had to make.
They got some great IT things we'll be able to talk about.
Yeah, and Dean and Sam, who are both here now in the room in our broadcast center. This is a story that I'll touch a little bit to you, touch both of you, because you both at one time worked at Purity Life, which is one of the great success stories of our industry. And
definitely,
I spoke this week with Matthew James, the president of Purity Life, and Purity's planning an expansion. They're adding another building.
Good for them.
They're going to be consolidating, and Matthew said they're staying with something that Chapman's, David and Elise Chapman, did from the beginning when they founded Purity Life in 1984, which was try to be a company that retailers want to do business with.
And
Matthew said everything they're doing now is try to live up to that spirit that Elise and David had.
Beautiful.
Which, let's make it as easy as possible for retailers to deal with us. So we're going to talk about this probably on our next show in a little
Fabulous.
More detail, but I'm just happy to see what Purity's doing and trying to work so much. They've always done great things with retailers.
You look at their legacy. I mean, I would say David Chapman probably introduced more new products, specialty new products, unique specialty new products across all ranges, from essential oils, the herbs, body care for sure. They're the number one body care company. But David Chapman, Lise, and the Purity folks really introduced more new products, specialty products, into the Canadian market than anybody else. And Matthew, as a businessman, I mean, second to none. So what they're doing at Purity is fabulous. It's nice to see they're expanding and sticking to their roots, because that's really our industry is, you know, it's all about that. You know, it's about this legacy that we have for serving our customers and the relationships. So
yeah.
And nice to hear. Really nice to hear.
And you raised a good point, too, about unique products, because I think our stores live on unique products. And
I actually see where the R&D... My new thing is we're the R&D for mass market, because anything we have that gets really, really hot goes into the mass market. If we have stuff that doesn't get hot, well, it stays in our stores, and it's kind of unique in our own middle of business. But we're almost like an R&D now in the new world of business. And really, there isn't a product, an innovative product, that didn't start in the health food stores.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, anyway, so we'll
fabulous.
We'll pick this up a little further down on our next show. We'll talk a little bit more about what Purity is doing, but it was just fresh in my mind, and I just had a conversation with Matthew, and I wanted to mention it. Well, moving on to our next news item. I think many of you have heard of Rising Stars, which is a dynamic, interactive, 3-day leadership development program for natural health food stores, for the retailers. And the Rising Stars are back in Canada this July, sponsored by the Ontario Natural Food Co-op.
Good and for the co-op.
ONFC has always been 100% behind Rising Stars and bringing them to Canada and promoting them and supporting them and encouraging retailers to take part, the ONFC memberships especially, but ONFC has always really done everything they can to put retailers and the Rising Stars people together. So I think we know the players from Rising Stars and Carolee Coulter of Nelson, BC, who we know as a columnist in CNHR. She writes about human
resources. Fabulous articles.
Mark Mulcahy and Alan Seidner, who are based out of the U.S., but the three of them all work as full-time consultants, and they have decades of experience in the industry. And they put on a great...
Oh, any retailer I know who have been to hit these seminars and send their staff to these seminars, they just feel that it's well worth every minute and every dollar that they spend to be part of it. And it's nice to see the ONFC bringing them in. I believe the ONFC pays half of the fee, or they pay a portion of the fee to help make it so it's a lot more reasonable for retailers. But this is the type of thing I believe retailers should be involved in. You'll probably just pick up one thing at this event that'll more than cover your costs. It'll save you time, it'll save you energy, it'll give you clarity in your business. These people bring extremely good operating procedures to a business so it'll run better and you'll be more profitable and your sales will increase. I'm really impressed with what the Rising Stars do.
I've sat in on one, and the depth they go into and the detail, and there's nothing to even...
They don't miss anything.
Nothing to compare it to. And you're right, I've heard the same thing. And you look at some of the stores that have been involved, Cardish in Ottawa, Goodness Me out of Hamilton, the Big Carrot out of Toronto, the Vita stores, the Vita Health, Fresh Markets in Winnipeg, they send people and they keep sending people back.
I know, that's the thing is any retailer who's been involved, they stay sending staff to them. So that's a sign of how much benefit they get from it.
Yeah, and later on in the show, we're gonna have Judy Sharp on, and she's gonna talk about the CHFA West coming up, but she's also gonna talk about the fact that the Rising Stars will be appearing at the CHFA.
Oh, really?
They're gonna have a one-day session, and they're calling it A Taste of Rising Stars. And this is the first time these two organizations have come together. This is a good fit for both. CHFA is bringing all these retailers into Vancouver for the day, and I just hope that a lot of people take advantage of
this. Is that the show in May that's just coming up? Fabulous.
Yeah, so,
well, that's really good.
And we'll have Carolee on in a future show to talk about Rising Stars and HR and things, because she's a special treat. Hey, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have some of our...
live guests.
Some of our live guests. We couldn't get any dead guests, so...
So we got live ones.
We got some live ones. We'll be back soon.
BioSil, advanced collagen generators. Volumize and strengthen your hair from the inside out. Thicken hair, 12.8%. Strengthen hair, 13.1%. Clinically proven. Everybody wants healthy, luxurious looking hair. It's no wonder. Having a full head of thick, shiny hair can enhance your appearance faster than any non-surgical procedure. And of course, there's an element of glamour and sexiness attached to it. The question is, how can you achieve that look? With clinically proven BioSil, you can now have thick hair, 12.8%, strong hair, 13.1%. Shiny, healthy-looking hair. Biosil, advanced collagen generators.
All right, we're back. The CNHR News Podcast. Bruce Cole and Dean Parks, and our producer, Sam Truax, and our first guest ever, the first guest in the history of our show, is Judy Sharp, the director of conferences and trade shows for the Canadian Health Food Association. This is a job she's held for 11 years. Judy, a warm welcome and hello.
Welcome, Judy.
Well, thank you so much, and I feel very honored to be the very first.
Well, it's a logical choice with all the things you have going on, and the CHFA events are the largest of our industry, and it's only a couple weeks away. It made a lot of sense to have you on. So, Judy, we'll try to make this as painless as possible for you. So this is the largest natural health show in Western Canada. Is that accurate?
It is. We have about 650 booths. So that does make it the largest show for the natural products industry, and it's actually in the top 50 list for trade shows in all of Canada.
Oh my goodness, that's fabulous!
Yeah.
How much bigger is that than let's say last year or the other biggest year? 10%.
We're tracking about the same. Yeah, in terms of the number of booths, we're tracking about the same.
Okay. Fabulous.
Dean and I were talking earlier in the show about how our industry has grown, and Judy, I remember back to 1995 and the trade show in Toronto, and it was 33,000 square feet, and everybody was going crazy. Oh, this is the biggest show we've ever had. 33,000, how are we going to do it? And now, you know, we've blown out every wall in Toronto at every exhibition hall. And
it's amazing. Just incredible.
I know. Yeah, it's exciting, and I love coming into the show and just feeling the buzz and
all
the people that are there, and everyone's so happy.
Exactly. Yeah.
No kidding, man. We were just saying that a minute ago, but we as an industry can't get together enough. It's so important to get together, and unlike other industries, we do it in a big way twice a year. You know, there's some industries that have
just one big trade show, right?
And okay. I know some that do one event every 2 years.
Wow.
So
that's right.
We're a little luckier than some. Judy, we're trying to focus on some of the things happening at CHFA West for retailers, some of the things of interest that you think they might find, helpful and useful and things like that. What are some of the things happening at CHFA West that you think would be of interest to retailers?
Okay, well, I think one of the most important things that we've tried to focus on over the past few years is improving the content of the education program. Mm. And I'm really excited this year that the folks from the Rising Stars Leadership Group are coming out to do a session on the Thursday.
Beautiful.
We've heard from retailers that attend these sessions that they're just phenomenal and they get so much out of them. So our session on the Thursday is really just a taste of Rising Stars, because what they normally do over a three-day period, they're condensing into a one-day session. We do have room left if retailers are interested in attending that. Please, you know, let us know, because we'd like to. It's a maximum of 40 retailers that get to go to that.
How much is it?
And so it is $75 for the day.
Boy, that's reasonable.
That includes lunch. It's very reasonable because it's normally a $500 program.
That's really reasonable.
So it's very good, and that includes lunch. It's a full day session. It'll be just a small group of 40 people, so you'll really get a lot of attention from these folks, and well worth checking out. So that's the first thing. Second thing is on the Friday, again, in terms of the conference, there's a few sessions that I think are so important to the retailers, and that's focusing around customer service. There's one on human resource challenges. And obviously, merchandising is important to everybody.
Fabulous.
So that's on the Friday is the focus. The other thing, I was looking at our website, and I was trying to think, you know, what are the things that I really want to draw to the attention of the retailers? And I did a count on the number of new companies that are exhibiting this year. Never been in the show before, and there were 63 new companies.
Wow.
And so if retailers go on the website and look at the exhibitor list, those folks are highlighted with the word new beside them. And, you know, really worthwhile checking those out, because those are the new, unique products that are coming into the market that you may not have seen before.
That's a great idea. I've always wondered, you know, if there's a way to highlight the new people at the show. So that's fabulous. That's really good. That's
yeah, great. It's hard to do on-site because there's just so many booths. And, you know, once people come through the doors, it's hard to say what direction they're going to go to. And it can be overwhelming. So if you go online, look at the exhibitor list and really, you know, try to plan your visit a little bit before you get there. It'll help you to stay focused.
Beautiful.
Judy, did you say there's, I'm not sure the number exactly, there's over 600 booths or 600 exhibitors?
650 booths, and the reason that I always say booths is because sometimes exhibitors come in with more than one brand, right, or more than representing more than one company. So, you know, the number of contracted exhibitors is probably around 250, but the number of companies on the show floor
brands
is
enough.
Closer to 650.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that number, I mean, 650 booths, 63 new companies, that's almost 10%, you know?
That's crazy. That's crazy. Else. There's 63 new companies. Wow.
Yeah, and so, you know, when people feel like, you know, sometimes they feel they can skip a year or feel that maybe there isn't enough new going on that they want to check out, I think knowing that there's 63 companies who've never exhibited with us before is an important number to think about. And, you know, come and check them out for sure.
That is incredible when you think about that.
Well, it makes you think how many new companies have started in the last year. If 63 are coming to exhibit, it's, again, the growth of the industry. Is there 500?
Yeah, we're proud, right, because we've developed a great reputation in the industry, and people are understanding that if they want to see the retailers, this is the show to be in.
Exactly.
Judy, you just touched on the retailer education program, and I always wanted to ask you, how do you develop the retailer education program for either CHFA West or East? I mean, it must be, I don't know if you have a formula or if you rely on feedback from retailer board members or a show committee. How do you put it together?
Well, it's a little bit of all of those things. Following the show, we do a post-show survey out to retailer attendees, and we get some feedback on the conference that we've just held, but then we always ask the question, you know, what are some of the topics that are important to you that we could perhaps offer in a future conference? We have advisory councils here at CHFA, so the Retailer Advisory Council gives me some guidance. The Trade Show Advisory Council, obviously I go to them for guidance on different topics. I look at some of the articles that you run in CNHR, because obviously that is a direction that we want to, you know, keep our finger on the pulse of what the retailers are interested in knowing about. And obviously, also, if there's things happening in the media, you know, with the quality control and the consumer trust have become topics for us in the conference over the last couple of shows. We're bringing it to West again, just based on some of the negative media that's been around. So,
wow, that's good.
Those are the different things that we look at.
Fabulous.
Judy, another little thing, and you and I have kind of touched on this in the past, though, is... if you have a successful seminar event at one show, how tempted are you to use it back to back at both East or West or vice versa? Is it, I mean, in a way it sounds easy to do it, but is there also a danger in doing it, and do you prefer putting some distance between the two?
Yeah, I would say I'm not just tempted, but I absolutely will 100% do it. The reason for that is these are very regional audiences.
Yes.
And so what we're finding in Vancouver is our retail audience comes from the prairies and BC. And in Ontario, we get a little bit from the prairies, not very much, but really our core audience in Ontario is Ontario.
Yes.
And, you know, people from the East Coast. So to run a really successful conference session in Vancouver and then not bring it to Toronto would be terrible, I think, because the retailers here would miss out on it.
Yeah, no, that's good. I guess one last thing, Judy, and you, again, you touched on it a minute ago, but where you get ideas... are there other outside sources you look to for ideas and suggestions to help keep things fresh? I know you mentioned some of the internal things you use, and you do watch the media, but is there anything external from outside you look at?
Not so much for the conference program, but just the trade show itself. You know, I belong to the Canadian Association of Exposition Managers, and so that's a whole industry unto itself. And, you know, I've got a great group of friends who that's all they do as well, is run trade shows and conferences. And so, you know, you always look to the experts to find out what's working for them, and we can bring it into our shows if it makes sense. So that's just another, a broader look at the show.
Yeah, well, it's it seems to me, in my humble opinion, that the shows get better every year. They
Without
not only
doubt.
Get bigger, but they get
better. They get better. Yeah.
You know, and
they run smoother.
I feel that way too.
Yeah. Well, I just spoke with someone recently about the CHFA awards, the awards evening, which, you know, I always thought this was a great idea. The first one, I think, was 97, and I think Willie Pelzer was inducted into the Hall of Fame. And to me, that's the first time we did something related to awards, and now how it's grown over
it's
the years.
Fabulous.
And
yeah, it's a big event.
And now the production values are so high, with big screens and orchestras and cameras and podiums.
Oh, people crying if they get the awards. The excitement around the awards as well. It's just fabulous, yeah.
It's so touching to see people go on stage and how much they appreciate the recognition, and it's well-deserved recognition. And I'm so glad that we've created this event that is quite spectacular, I feel. You know, when I first joined the association, and Bruce and Dean, you'll remember this, we used to go into this little side room and pass the awards out within a half an hour. There was no fanfare, no decor, and then we'd, you know, all run into the gala for the dinner. And so it was kind of a sidebar thing, and now it's become the event, which is, you know, what it should be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, that's
true.
Really done well.
No, Judy, you and your team continue to produce these incredible events, and
thank you.
And and thank you for taking time to join us, and we look forward to seeing you in Vancouver soon.
But thanks for the shows too.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for giving us. I look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah.
Thanks, Judy.
Thanks, Judy.
With our next guest, Helen Long, the president of the Canadian Health Food Association, a position she's held for 6 years with great dignity. An honor.
Welcome, Helen.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Well, we had to have you on because there's a couple things coming up, and you're absolutely the perfect person to talk to.
We can only get the president to answer these questions.
Well, Helen, I guess last year was the first year that the CHFA took over as the operator of the John Holtman Memorial Golf Tournament. And I think last year was the fifth year and the first as CHFA, a CHFA run event. I think the John Holtman has turned into probably, I think it's one of the great events of our industry. And I just wondered, Helen, what you think in 5 short years, what do you think some of the elements are about this tournament that has made it so popular?
Sure, Bruce. Yeah, so this is our second year, and last year, you know, we took on the event kind of short notice, so we kind of jumped in, threw things together. Health First was a big help in keeping it going. So this will be our first year running it, you know, totally independently and having taken it over with a little bit of experience now. So, you know, I think the big thing for most people coming to the event is the whole networking piece. You know, our industry loves to get together and spend time together, and I think this is a great forum for people to do that, where they're having fun, playing some golf, you know, thinking about John and the things that he meant to so many people in the industry, while, you know, pursuing one of his favorite pastimes, a good game of golf. So
exactly.
No kidding. Yeah, and then that, you know, we just touched on it earlier in the show. We just mentioned that you were going to come on as a guest, and we talked a bit about John, and you know, the famous thing about John is he loved people and he loved golf, and as you said, bringing people together at a golf tournament, I mean, this has got John Holtman written all over it.
Yeah, he's a, you know, I think for a lot of us in the industry, he's a guy that, you know, we looked up to and called a friend and had a, you know, a relationship. He was a guy, you know, anybody could call him and ask him a question. So, you know, I think that, we bring something he loved to do. And I think people, you know, he loved people. He loved helping people. He loved being a resource.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a great thing for us, you know, as an industry, it's a great thing for us all to be able to participate and spend time together and hopefully emulate some of those great qualities that John hadn't shared with all of us.
And it's nice to see that it also supports a worthy cause. And it looks like this year you're changing the cause.
Yeah, so we had, the event had supported Vitamin Angels for a number of years, and CHV did that as well last year. And they do a ton of great work. You know, we have a lot of industry leaders who also support Vitamin Angels. But as a national association, we really wanted to look at something that was based in Canada and support a Canadian, you know, a Canadian charity.
I like that.
So food banks was a suggestion. We asked all our members to give us suggestions. And food banks was something that came from a few members. 13% of Canadians just don't have enough food to eat. And this
so
is
sad.
A program that's... Yeah, it's actually kind of unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. That's crazy.
1 in 6 people at a food bank actually have a job. They just don't have a job that pays them enough to support their family.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
Yeah. So we thought it was something that reaches across the country. They have provincial organizations. They have over 500 food banks. They coordinate programs not just about supplying food, but also about education and training and nutrition and food preparation, food growing. They're working a lot more now on providing fresh food, so quality food, to people that are using the food bank. So it just seemed like a good cause. And, you know, we're open to changing the charity up every year, and we're, you know, happy to hear suggestions from people. But for this year, we thought food banks was a good choice.
Yeah. Hey, food is as basic as it can get, so supporting Canadians with food is, wow, what a great cause. Fabulous.
Yes, we agree.
It's fabulous.
Helen, is there anything else that's changed significantly over last year other than the fact that we'll now be supporting Food Banks Canada? Is there anything special in store? I know one thing I heard from a friend of mine when I told him the tournament was at Royal Ontario. He said, that's a very tough course.
So I asked a couple questions once I found that out, and apparently they will be setting up the course to meet the level of most of our group.
Yay.
Which is, you know, for the most part, I think casual golfers, so shortening up some of the lengths and moving the tees forward, that kind of thing. So
perfect.
I've been assured it'll still be fun. Ooh. I am thinking about selling mulligans as a business. Let me know if you're interested.
Yeah, I'll buy a dozen.
I'll take 20. And they're going to be covering all the sand traps with tarpaulins, I heard, too, which will really help.
Exactly. Yeah, covering up all of those rubs, you know, it'll be fine.
Yeah, well, this is going to be a blast, Helen. Every year, I remember coming home after the first John Holtman and my wife Donna saying, how was it? I said, I've never seen such a group of adults look like it was Christmas morning and they're all 10 years old. There was
so
people
true, right?
So excited, almost giddy with excitement about, because a lot of people were taking part in this tournament the first time. They'd never been in a golf tournament.
Yeah.
And it was quite a feeling. It was quite an energy at the tournament because, first of all, everybody in our industry loves each other. And second of all, we were all together. We weren't in an office. A couple people might have had a beer or something, but it was.
I heard that.
Yeah, it was something else. But none of it was alcohol induced. This was all genuinely.
No, we're all just so happy to see each other.
Well, and it's a great day outside,
genuine.
Right? So it's a chance to be together outside, doing something fun, and you know, regardless of your skill level, I'm going to tell you mine's pretty low on the casual golfer scale. But you know, there's so much to do. There's a lot of activities at the holes, and you know, just the opportunity to socialize and spend time together, breaking bread, the whole thing. I think it's so fun for people.
Well, and I know I've played in a number of tournaments over the years, and I've never seen a tournament like ours, where every time you go to a tee box, there's someone to greet you warmly and offer you a drink of water, or hey, come on and try this little game, or we have a contest, or try this sample. I've never seen that in another tournament ever. And it's like you're welcomed at every single tee box. You know, it's like a new adventure. It's like 18 little adventures you're having out there. You know, it's not one.
It's really a day of fun.
It's really something else. Well, we look forward to that, Helen. That's going to be a blast. And that that's June 2nd at the...
Yes, June 2nd, and I know you both are signed up and ready to go, so we'll be excited to see you there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. But Helen, one of the new exciting things that's happening with CHFA is the Market Insights Program. And the CHFA is partnering with And is Toolbox an organization? It's a group?
Yeah, it's a business, Toolbox Solutions. So they do reporting and insight solutions for some other industries. And so we went to them and started talking about the natural health industry and what we wanted to do. And they're putting together, it's a web-based solution that basically gathers retailer data from across the country and puts it in a package that as a retailer you can access what your store is doing and look at the environment, and then as a vendor you'll be able to also access information that will support you in your business with retailers.
How do you get stores to sign up or become involved?
Well, we ask. You know, we had a few stores obviously early on. There's a few people who immediately went, hey, this is going to be a really valuable resource for me. This is information that I don't have, information that I can use when I'm looking at my purchasing and my selling and what's going on in my store, and then what's also going on around in the community around me, so whether that's the region or your province or even across the country. So we had a group that, you know, were early adopters. We've had a few more that we've had to have a little more conversation with, talk about all the information it offers and what you get. We recently hosted a webinar to show how the demo worked, and I think that was helpful to actually see the tool producing reports and showing information. So that's something that we have recorded, and it's available on our website to any CHFA member to access. And we'll also be doing a breakfast at the show in Vancouver in a couple weeks. So certainly lots of opportunities to see the demo. But, you know, it's really been once people see it and understand what they can do with it, I think most people are pretty quick to realize the potential for their business and get on board. So,
is there a number of stores or a percentage of stores you feel you need to have to, so the data is a benefit? Like, is it done provincially? Is it done nationally?
So it's done a little bit of all of those. We generated a list that looks at sales in Canada, location, CHFA members, and kind of identified a minimum target list that we need to hit. In terms of lower regions, like for provinces or even regions, we haven't at this point specified exact numbers, but what we are going to do is the data will rule depending on the mass. So for example, you will never see less than 3 retailers as a grouping. Because we want to ensure we're providing confidentiality for those retailers, but valuable information. So depending on geographic, you know, in the East Coast, we're a little lighter on stores than, for example, of Vancouver or Toronto. So in Vancouver and Toronto, you'll get a more detailed report. On the East Coast, it'll be a little higher level. But yeah, we've really looked at making sure we get enough information to make this statistically relevant and accurate for people who are using it.
Is there a cost for the to become involved as a retailer or a supplier?
No cost for retailers to participate.
Okay.
You know, you need to provide the data, and then we do everything else. As a supplier, yes, we will be selling the information to vendors. Our goal is to break even on this. So CHFA has invested, you know, fairly significantly to put this program together and make it accessible. We want to make it available to all of our vendor members, so the cost will reflect basically cost recovery. We're not, you know, we're not viewing this as a profit
center
for us.
That's a great service for the industry, right?
Well, it's something I think, you know, we've been hearing from people for a couple of years now that they'd really like to see something like this. And, you know, in the States, there's quite a bit of this kind of information together. So, it, you know, it gets frustrating. You go to a presentation or you're talking to government or media, and a lot of the stats we have are U.S. stats. So, you know, based on those needs, the people who are talking about it, members who are inquiring, it just seemed like the next logical project for us.
Now, Helen, one thing that with the market insights, I think that's really going to be benefit to the retailers is it seems like it's part of the new age of technology is how important data is. I see that in all sorts of different businesses, even in the sports field, they're really starting to track all the different performance levels of a business so they can really ensure that they're getting the best return on their investments. And I did a survey. Well, I was back maybe about 5 or 6 years ago with some retailers, and the retailers average having 30% of their inventory that they hadn't moved a bottle in 90 days. So if they had $100,000 in inventory, that means they have $30,000 of stock just sitting there. And by having data like the that CHMA is going to be providing. It's going to help the stores identify the products that are more better moving and start to justify getting rid of a lot of dead stock and actually increasing their cash flow and maybe even making it so they can go on a holiday.
Yeah, absolutely, Dean. It's going to give them the ability to, you know, see what's performing, what's
exactly.
not performing instantly. And this will be weekly data, so it'll be a really recent, up-to-date picture of what's going on. And for stores with more than one location, it'll also help them with sometimes they have something that they're carrying in one location that's doing really
yes.
well, and for whatever reason, it hasn't made it to all of their locations. So it helps them to identify opportunities that they're also missing as well as things that they should be, you know, clearing out or changing.
Exactly. And it makes me think of, the more I've been hearing these SPINS data, I think we're all familiar with Trader Joe's and the success they have as a retailer. But the incredible thing with Trader Joe's, they only have 4,000 SKUs. And if they go to 4,001, they get rid of one. And I know that a lot of the health food stores carry up to 15,000 plus SKUs in their stores. So it may help them, just sort of justify their products and get them a little identifying. So this type of data is going to be so important for retailers moving forward. So... good on
you. Well, thanks.
Yeah.
We're excited about, we're excited to be able to provide it and hoping that it'll be something that retailers can really use as they're, out there in the market and there's so much competition.
Exactly.
Helen, is there a key person at CHFA that retailers and suppliers can contact for more information about this?
Yeah, so I mean, everyone's always welcome to contact me directly, but they can also talk to Glenda Costa. Glenda handles our accounting and operations at gcosta, G-C-O-S-T-A, at chfa.ca, or she's at extension 226 if you're calling in.
Well, that's great.
That's fabulous, Helen.
Helen, is there anything else you want to add about Market Insights?
No, I just remind everyone that the webinar is online if they'd like to have a look at the demo. And we are doing a breakfast at CHFA West, so we'd encourage retailers in particular to get out and learn a little more about the program or contact us, and we'll set up a one-on-one demo to walk you through all the benefits of how the program will work for you.
Excellent.
What an exciting time to be young in the natural health industry. Not that I know about the young part.
Thank you, Helen, so much. That was
yeah,
really
thank
good.
You both.
Thanks, Helen. We'll see you at CHFA West.
We will. See you in 2 weeks. Thanks.
Oh, you bet. All the best.
This Health Minute is brought to you by Preferred Nutrition with Brad King.
In today's hectic world, sleep seems to be the last thing we fit into our busy schedules. See, the health complications can be disastrous, from weight gain and premature aging to cancer. Before the advent of electric light, we slept on average about 10 hours each night. Nowadays, we're lucky to catch just 6 or 7 hours of shut-eye. Since the body repairs itself during the deepest phase of sleep, all it takes is 3 nights of sleep deprivation to rob you of your health, snatch years from your life, and cause you to store excess fat around your abdominal cavity. Researchers discovered that people who slept less than 7 hours each night had a much greater propensity towards obesity, up to 73% greater. Habitually getting 6 hours of sleep or less each night causes a noticeable decrease in brain performance. For the Health Minute, I'm Brad King.
Look for Ultimate Sleep at your local health food store.
Mr. Parks, our next guest is Catherine Herringer.
Welcome, Catherine.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Catherine is the editor of Vista Magazine, which has been in business, I think, about 20 years.
Yeah.
Maybe next year is 20, but Vista's been around a long time. And Catherine has organized something in my mind that I've never seen in our industry before. I think it's very unique, and it's happening at CHFA West, and it's a women's leadership breakfast, and it's co-hosted by Vista, Multi-Bird Branding, and Social Nature. Catherine, can you please tell us, what were you thinking when you decided to come up with this idea? What was your goal? What were you thinking?
Well, as somebody who grew up in the industry, raised by a woman in leadership in the natural products industry, I felt that there was a lack of community of women amongst again in leadership positions. I mean, there certainly is. There are communities and there are a lot of great initiatives going on. But in terms of women supporting women, creating community, we just thought that it was a great opportunity. It was actually just a conversation between myself and Annalia Krebs, who's the CEO of Social Nature, which is a social media marketing, influencer marketing platform. And so she and I were both sort of young, innovative, wanting to change things, and thought, you know, it would be a great opportunity to show some thought leadership and create a little bit of community amongst the up-and-coming leaders, as well as sort of the wiser elders of the industry. So,
what do you think some of the topics will be?
Question
that. Oh, sorry. What are some of the topics you think you're going to start off with?
Well, really, I think that the main goal is really to impart wisdom, I think, and sharing of experiences of how women have done things, how they have grown, what they've learned. I mean, I think that's creating, that's really what community is about, sharing. So, you know, I think we're going to allow it to organically evolve. We're still working on aspects of how the event will go. It's not it's not a meeting. It's really, it's a breakfast.
Yes, conversation.
Casual.
Yep.
Exactly. It's through conversation. I mean, I think historically that's how women have always been really connected, through food and community. And so I think that I wanted to sort of create that. And the reason why we just started with leadership and sort of CEOs, so to speak, in the industry, is really so that we can create create a bit of effect that might have a trickle down effect within their organizations, and then, you know, potentially grow the event to include more sort of director levels and potentially into sales, et cetera, and marketing. So it's, I really, again, to answer your question, I think, you know, just to really let it organically evolve.
Fabulous.
Really about sharing and everything.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing when you talk about women in power. A little antidote I have is that when the American Constitution apparently is supposed to be the most powerful or for freedom and for people, the best of all the constitutions. And it's based on the Six Nations. I don't know if anybody knew this. It was based on the Six Nations native culture. That's what they based the American Constitution on. And the funny thing is, the only thing they left out of the American Constitution is with the Six Nations native culture is the women were in power. The women actually were the ones in power, and they didn't translate that into the American Constitution. Probably why they have Donald Trump and guys like that down there trying to run for power.
Well, I think it was simply because, you know, history really has been written by men.
Yes, exactly.
The majority. But I think it's really interesting because the natural organic products industry, I mean, historically women have been the healers.
Yes.
The majority healers. And, you know, so it's with that sort of, our organic roots, I think, it, in a sense, sort of getting back to the essence of where we all came from. I think that's, you know, and I think a lot of those, you know, a lot of the sustainability movements, I think a lot of... even potentially, you know, the zero waste movement, all of those things sort of getting back to our roots and getting back to the earth from which we all came and from which we are all profiting from, essentially, because we're all profiting from elements of this earth. I think it's really important. And I think sort of it brings a bit of that holistic aspect, which I feel that, quite frankly, has been missing a little bit from the industry in the leadership role for women. There's just really never been a place for women to, or never been an opportunity, really, to create that sense of community. And I'm actually surprised nobody has done it before. I think there has been attempts, but I'm not sure that, anything has really, there's never been anything formalized, so to speak. And, I mean, not to say, it's a small, intimate event, which was part of our intention, was to really keep it, I guess, we're only about 20 women, and from all different walks of the industry. We have women from more of the supplement sector, women from the technology sort of sector within the industry, distributors, we've got fair trade, organics, sustainability. So a lot of women from all different aspects, from very large sort of conglomerates or sort of multinationals to women that have started successful businesses from more of a grassroots perspective.
This is great. Well, and I know, Catherine, I came into this industry in 1995 from the plumbing industry. And I got to tell you, when I got into this industry and saw that it was at least 50% women, and Dean just said maybe more, and the women were in positions of power then, and they were managing companies, running companies, owning companies,
owning retail stores,
owning stores.
Yep.
And I'd never been exposed to anything like that before. And now what you're basically proposing is to ramp that up even more by bringing the women closer together, share the knowledge. And I know one of the things you mentioned earlier was potentially mentoring. And what better way to pass it on than
exactly
this group you have is hopefully...
Exactly. And it's interesting the point you bring up, because I do think that potentially, now I don't actually know the actual statistics, but potentially I would say that men working in retail, in natural health retail, still is very strong. They're probably the leaders in terms of owners, potentially. However, I have to say that my feeling is, and again, this is just my perspective right now, I don't have, stats at the moment to back me up, but I do feel that in terms of women in positions of presidents, CEOs, VPs, that there are actually more men in those positions in the industry right now, especially within the top 10%. So I think that, as Trudeau said, it's 2016, or he said it in 2015, it's 2016. I think that it's time for us to kind of circle back, reanalyze, okay, what's really sort of going on here. I think that, just because we're a technically holistic organic industry, we need to start kind of really, looking at that and making sort of creating opportunity. And, that all happens through community and mentorship, as you say, Bruce.
And also women, I mean, they have the power in the shopping decisions. I mean, they're making most of the decisions as far as consumerism, especially when it comes to natural health. I mean, I've read statistics up to 80% of health decisions for a family and also for the husband or boyfriend are made by the woman. So
absolutely. I mean, I think
that's a power right there. I mean, that's... Yeah.
Exactly, and it's funny, because through my company, Multibird Branding, I co-own with my husband, we focus on branding, identity design, a lot of strategy and marketing, et cetera, specifically for the natural products industry. And often you have men, no, obviously, offense intended, but men in their sort of mid to potentially late 60s making decisions for what they call, that everybody's focused on right now, called the millennial mom, which is a little bit ironic. I'm not sure that, I mean, I guess they can have a lot of consultants engaged. But when it comes to top-down initiatives and CEOs and the working a lot of sort of on an intuitive level or specifically, really trying to target this new demographic that I think 80% of companies are wanting to target.
Yes.
I think, this probably plays into it.
Exactly.
Well, Catherine, I just want to say, and I think Dean too, we're really glad you're doing this. This is a brilliant idea, long overdue.
Thank you very much.
And
maybe have you back after to see how it went.
Yeah, and we're...
Yeah, absolutely. I'll let you know how it goes. And we're hoping, hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll also, it'll be successful and we'll also be able to do a follow-up.
Yeah.
CHFA East in September.
Yeah, we'll support you on whatever you're doing with this, because it's so worthwhile. Now, if people want to get in touch with Catherine Herringer for more information about the Women in Power Breakfast, you can contact her at editor@vistamagazine.ca. And... We'll be running coverage of it in CNHR and making people aware of it too. And Catherine, I know you'll be promoting it in your own way in the months to come.
Yes, absolutely.
So thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Catherine.
Very first podcast, and we'll see you in Vancouver at the CHFA. All the best.
Great. We'll see you both soon. All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay.
Bye.
you have ever experienced a urinary tract infection, you know how frustrating and debilitating symptoms can be. With fever, constant urgency, and painful frequent urination, it can be difficult to live each day regularly. Of course, there are antibiotics and other treatments to battle UTIs, but many sufferers fail to see results and may experience other side effects such as yeast infections, allergic reactions, and gastrointestinal problems. From Preferred Nutrition comes UTIE drops, a natural solution to effectively eliminate urinary tract infections quickly and painlessly.
All right, we're back. And our next guest is Jean-François Tanguay. He's the director of IT for Avril. We spoke earlier in the show about Avril and the incredible, beautiful stores throughout Quebec. And Jean-François is on board now to talk to us about the newest store, which is opening very soon in beautiful Quebec City. Jean-François, bonjour, bienvenue, welcome.
Hi. Glad to be with you.
Hey, we're so glad to have you on. Dean and I talked a little bit earlier about how Avril has developed, and I mean, the stores themselves are standalone, like art galleries. They're beautiful.
Definitely.
But I just wanted to ask you a little question about why Quebec City. You opened a store last year in Lévis. Is it called Lévis?
Lévis, yeah.
Yeah, Lévis is perfect.
Yeah, and so you now have two of your beautiful big stores in the Quebec City region. Are there a lot of healthy people in Quebec City ready to devour your products and use your products to support two stores?
Yeah, definitely. The popularity of Avril has been growing over and over, and our goal with the Quebec store was to reach the people who live in different areas in the city, basically the one who don't cross the South Bridge. So right now with the second store, we cover all of the greater Quebec City area.
Wow. Do you choose your locations, or do you have a company that goes out and suggests where best to have a location based on demographics and your market demographics?
A little bit of both. Okay. We've been working with some real estate people that find us great spot. I mean, the best spot around.
Yeah.
And okay. Well, actually, there's also some fundamentals to respect when you select a location, like the population density, the revenue, the family revenue, yeah, the traffic, yeah, and the demand.
Wow. That's crazy.
And then you need a certain amount of space because you want your own parking, your own building, and that. So it's not always, yeah, so you have to, the locations aren't always easily accessible in heavy density areas, I'm sure.
Well, we prefer to have buildings that we can build from scratch because we can have our own, we can apply our standard design.
Yes.
And we try to have the stores as identical as possible.
Yeah.
Now, are some of them bigger than others? Jean-François, some of them have a larger footprint than others?
Oh, not much.
Yeah,
it can vary. It can vary from 1,000 to 2,000 square feet, but basically it's pretty much the same. Sometimes the bistro in front gets a little more footprint,
yeah,
to cover the demand, or in the store in Longueuil, which was the first store of the new trend.
Oh, yeah.
The bistro has been removed to make sure to have the same setting space for the fresh food. So the Longueuil store is a bit smaller than all the other ones. But yeah, basically, it's pretty much all the same.
Yeah.
What is the square footage of an average Avril?
20,000.
20,000. Wow. That's like you could start storing airplanes in there. If you get a little bored.
We never tried that.
Well, you're always on the cutting edge of innovation. It's something to think about with 20,000 square feet. My goodness.
Yeah. We try to be each one of the Each time we build a new one, it's always better than the one before, because we get better at it, and then we find some new, well, I don't want to say toys, but new things that can integrate new lightning or new condor scanners and stuff like this. So each new store gets a little bit better than the one before, that's for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, since the first one opened, I was saying to Dean today, does he remember going to the original store?
Oh, yeah.
In the mall. I was there in 1990 beside the Walmart in Granby.
And even then...
Yeah, I remember that.
And even then, you look at that store, I mean, it's so much different than the Avrils you've created today, but even then, to me, a store of its kind in Granby blew me away.
Yeah.
So you know, you've always been on the cutting edge with having stores that are really trying to push the envelope in the community, trying to supply more and more services. You know, the thing I found that probably the biggest thing that impresses me with Avril is the attention to detail. I remember being in there with your father, Roland, and I was just commenting on how beautiful your body care sections are, because they're like something out of Fifth Avenue or a Paris boutique. I mean, they're amazing, the body care sections. And then I'm commenting on this, and your father said, oh, well, it's not perfect. And he takes me over to some little flaw that you could never see unless... And I realized that it's that type of attention to detail that really shows throughout the whole store. And I am impressed at the way you're able to maintain that level of consistency throughout all your stores, with all your people. It's something to be said about the management team around Avril, that you're able to do that and keep such a positive, just a positive energy. Because this has to be stressful, opening up this many big stores in such a short period of time.
Well, we're involved a lot in the development. Like right now, I'm in the new Quebec City location, which is supposed to open in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I've been there for the past 6 weeks, and Rodan is there with me. So it's like building, it's like renovating your own kitchen. I mean, when you can see all the little details, and when it's yours, I mean, you're always going to focus on all the small things that you know are not right.
Yeah.
Even if everybody's... thinks it's amazing, you're always going to focus on the small things that went wrong and try not to repeat the same mistake on the next one.
Exactly.
How many stores do you have now with the Avril Group? With the opening of the new store in Quebec City, how many will that be?
It will be our sixth.
Wow. So you're getting very, very...
Our last.
I'm sorry?
And probably not our last.
It will be not your last.
Not your last, no.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You've done it now 6 times. You must be really good at opening new stores. And like you said earlier, every time you open a new store, you get better at it. And, you know, what's this saying? Practice makes perfect.
Well, I don't want to sound too overconfident, but I think that, yeah, we got pretty good at it.
Well,
I think of everything that the one thing that blew me away is your wireless pricing, the way you've set up your pricing on your shelves, where it's all done through wireless connection. Can you tell me a little bit about that? Is that how did you go to the level of having that kind of pricing for a health food store?
Actually, Roland went to Europe, and it's a technology that is more implemented in Europe right now.
Oh, okay.
So when he came back, he started research to find a company that would do that. And, well, we found one, and we, like you said, we always want to go a step further or be on the cutting edge. So we decided to implement that technology, which came at a certain cost, but we were the first store in Quebec to have that technology. And it gets us to do less pricing mistake, which is a lot.
So you have found it's been a good investment.
I don't know. about the investment part, but for the cool factor, I mean,
cool factor.
Yeah, it is cool, I'll tell you that.
That is funny. Well, Jean-Francois, your specialty with Avril, along with opening new stores and probably everything else, is IT. What I know you just made a big investment, a big IT investment, $1.5 million, in bringing in some technology. What is it that you've done, and how is it helping?
Sorry, I just missed the last part of the question.
You've invested $1.5 million in new technology, and I just wonder what the new technology is, and how is it helping in the store.
Yeah, it's called an ERP system, which stands for Enterprise Resource Planning. With that kind of system, you can automatize all the supply chains, the supply chain operations. You can, well, about SAP, which is the world leader in ERP system. I mean, all the majors run through SAP. And what we expect to do with that is to really improve our supplying, and it can do some forecasting for you, and replenish the stores automatically. Wow. Based on the stock in the warehouse, and it basically tells you when you need to order and what you need to order.
Wow.
So it's a big improvement for us. Which the number of stores that are increasing, we saw the need of that kind of technology to support all the operation and the growing demand that we get in our stores.
That's fabulous. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Well, Dean and I were saying that Avril has been, I mean, one of the most prolific and trend-setting stores in Quebec, and really
all of Canada.
In all of Canada,
North America,
and ever since I went into the new Granby store on Rue Principale in 2000 and saw that beautiful, beautiful store, and now it's like you've even blown that out of the water with Avril. My next question, in fact, my final question to you is: what's next? What can we expect to see from Avril down the road?
Yeah, it's been a long way since we started 20 years ago. The concept, like you said, evolved many times, and it's always evolving. What I can start to tell you is that the next store, we got so good at it that we decided to make it more difficult for the next store. So we're gonna change a few things. Offer a new variety of services.
Yeah.
Which I can go in detail right now, as you will understand. But it's always evolving. So in the next few years, I think that we want to step up the growth. And try to open more stores. We want to reach 10 stores, actually.
Wow.
That would be the
goal.
Target.
Fabulous.
But the concept will always be evolving.
Expanding, yep.
That's great. Jean-Francois, I guess that's all. We just wanted to touch base and have a little chat and talk about the new store and learn a little bit more about Avril. And as always, I thank you for your time.
And if I can encourage anyone listening who's a retailer and you haven't been to Quebec and you haven't been to Avril stores, make a point when you go to Quebec to go to the Avril stores. You'll learn a lot just by going to these stores. It's a statement of Roland Sylvie, I believe, and their passion and persistence, and they're just such wonderful people. It's so nice to see great people do well. Well done.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes. Yeah.
Merci, Jean-Francois. We'll see you soon. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. All the best to you too.
Fabulous. I guess we're done.
Well, yeah, that concludes our first podcast, May 2016.
Please send in any of your suggestions. Anybody who's listening, you have any show ideas you have, or anybody you'd like to see as guests?
Yeah, dean@pno.ca.
Yes.
Bruce@cnhr.ca. Send your ideas or your comments.
Or if you'd like to be on the show, let us know.
Or if you'd like to not be on the show. Hey, we thank Helen Long from CHFA, Judy Sharp from CHFA, Catherine Herringer from Vista Magazine, Jean-François Tanguay from Avril in Quebec, and most of all, our esteemed producer,
Sam Truax.
Sam Truax, the man who made this all happen.
Until next time, happy sales.
Adieu.